This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Da'wah to Allah, the call to Allah, summoning people to truth, inviting people, billati hiya ahsan, in a way that is more conducive, happier, to lead them to a path of happiness in this life and the next life. It is an obligation and a duty upon every Muslim to invite people to good. People, I don't mean just non-Muslims, but other Muslims. As I'm doing in front of you now, as I invite you now to that which is right, this is a form of da'wah. As you sharing a link to it is a form of da'wah. As you assisting anyone to that which is pleasing to Allah, or resisting and turning anybody away from something that is sinful, is a form of da'wah. Ordering what is good, forbidding what is evil, recommending what is right, condemning what is wrong, assisting people to recognizing sunnah, clarifying from it what is bid'ah, all of those are forms of da'wah. The word da'wah comes from the word invitation or summoning. And it means to make something that is audible for other people to hear, or something that is intelligible for other people to understand. So you can make da'wah through written media, you can make da'wah through audio and statements that are made, and you can make da'wah even with signing or a behavior that people see from a distance. Some of the greatest forms of da'wah that were condemned by the people of Quraysh was the Prophet ﷺ simply praying in public. And in the very first chapter given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Al-Alaq, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, Allah describes Abu Jahl. أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى? Do you see the one, Abu Jahl, who has forbidden you and asked my servant slave Muhammad to stop praying in public? Because it was an immense act of da'wah. The people who came to worship their idols, the idols of Quraysh at that time, they would see Muhammad praying without an idol. And they would say, well, who's he praying to? And he would simply say, I pray to the one who doesn't need to be represented. I pray to the one who is not made, not handmade, not tailored or brought into function. I pray to the one who hears and knows and sees all of us. And that would infuriate Abu Jahl, it would infuriate the people of Mecca, because how can you contend with that? His simple act of praying in public was means of many people coming to Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us and to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, udhu ila sabili rabbika, invite to the way of your Lord, bil hikmah, using wisdom, وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, using good arguments in debate, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ, and answer their questions in debate form in a way that will give them a greater understanding than when they had first began to ask their questions. Hikmah, wisdom. Certain people are not worthy of you giving so much time and energy to. And Allah cautioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى, you frowned, ya Muhammad, and were frustrated. Why? Not at the blind man. He was frustrated because when the blind man came, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, to ask, ya Muhammad, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ رَبِّكَ, tell me about your Lord. The Prophet was sitting with the chiefs of Mecca, who got up in a fury and said, قَدْ سَاوَيْتَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَرَذِلُنَا, you want to make us equal to the low caste of our society? La naqbalu, we will never accept anything from you. And the Prophet thought it was a missed opportunity, so he frowned in frustration. He wasn't upset with Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. He was upset that these people, their pride, their racism, their arrogance, made them unwilling, unreceptive to hear from him on account of somebody else wanting to accept the truth. Da'wah. Sometimes there are people who will not respond, not answer. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, I have only conveyed upon you the responsibility of conveyance, delivering the message, not that you're accountable for whether people will receive it or not. Not you're accountable of whether people will follow it or not. It's not my responsibility of whether you will adjust your life to the truth that I have spoken, if it is truth or not. It's not my life to judge whether you have practiced it or not. All of that is left to Allah. But what I am accountable to is the da'wah to Allah, the invitation and the tabligh to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it an obligation for all of us. He says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the best of you is the one who learns the Qur'an and narrates it, shares it with others. He says in another statement, also in the Sahih in Bukhari, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, transmit from me, convey from me, even if it is but one verse. In a beautiful statement, the Prophet ﷺ says on the day of Hajj, when he was making Hajj, the final Hajj, he says, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي, convey this from me, فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ, convey and transmit and share and narrate what I've said, tell other people what I've just said, for perhaps the person who will hear it from other than me may understand it better than the one who just heard it from me. Perhaps I might give da'wah to somebody and it doesn't benefit them, but they shared it with somebody other than them who then benefits from them. And I want you to understand that your job, my job, is not to turn people's hearts. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. On account of your love for another person, you may not be able to open the heart that they come to believe. It is only Allah who guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah increase our love and guidance and all of our affairs. May Allah make us conduits of good, that we invite people to good. And may Allah protect us from un-da'wah, from the sinful opposite of da'wah. Un-da'wah is that our hideous character, our disagreement with that which we are ordered to agree with in the practice of our faith, makes other people rebel and turn away from it due to the ugliness and despicableness of our false practice of Islam. May Allah never make you harsh in conduct, sinful in behavior that turns people away from the path of Allah. Allahumma la taj'alna fitnatan lil qawmil kafirin. Oh Allah, don't make us the reason of fitna for the unbelieving people. Subhanaka wa ta'ala. وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.